Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Doctors at Wishard Hospital say they hope to learn more today about any progress made by 29-year-old IMPD officer David Moore. Moore remains in critical condition after a shooting Sunday. 60-year-old Thomas Hardy was arrested on unrelated charges and is being questioned in the shootings. A group of library backers is planning a read-in tonight ahead of a city-county council meeting. The council is expected to consider a measure supporting state legislation that would funnel local income tax money to libraries. Book lovers are encouraged to bring a book for the read-in, which begins at 6 p.m. at the city-county building. The council meeting starts at 7. A top aide to former Governor Frank O'Bannon has decided to challenge Bloomington's mayor in May's Democratic primary. John Hamilton announced that he would be running against Mayor Mark Cruzan, who is seeking a third term. Hamilton says Bloomington is headed in the wrong direction and needs to be more aggressive in attracting good-paying jobs and fighting crime. Hamilton is a nephew of former longtime Indiana Congressman Lee Hamilton. Prominent movie director Peter Bogdanovich will be visiting Indiana University for the formal dedication of the newly renovated IU Cinema, featuring a cutting-edge digital projection system. Bogdanovich will take part in a ceremony Thursday at the cinema and discuss his film career during a program there Friday. The 260-seat IU Cinema opened in the late 1930s and hosted staged productions until 2002, when a new theater space opened on campus. WFYI weather, a mix of snow and freezing rain today with a high of 33. Freezing drizzle and snow possible tonight with a low of 24 and mostly cloudy tomorrow. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.